Okay, so this is going to be a talk that will be short but thrown in with a few little activities and a few tenuous links, because that is the way that I do things around here, okay? So there'll be a few things that will make sense, a few you'll think, I'll let you get away with it, and a couple you may not, but that's okay. The first thing I want to say is I've named this time, if you like, A Renewed Hope. It's not a new title, I've got it from the Star Wars, A New Hope, and I thought, you know what, I'll put renewed in there, and it all links up nicely. So, A Renewed Hope, because that's something God's been talking to me about in terms of my personal walk, but in terms of my family, going, what is it that keeps you motivated to keep going, keep pressing forward, and not fall by and look at your own circumstances and think, well, this has held me back, this is too hard, why does it feel like it's always me that's doing it and nobody else is doing it? And that is a sign of my heart at times. And God has just said, well, what are you hoping in? What is it that's going to keep you going to the end time? So we're going to be looking at hope. Now, I've watched a program, which probably says how much telly I've watched in the last 3 weeks of the evenings, called New Amsterdam, which is about a hospital in America, and it's a drama. But it's a guy that goes in there and transforms people's mindsets of from I can't to I can. By simply saying, if you want to do it, go and do it. Try it. Let's see. If you want to help that person, help that person. In America, they don't have a health service like us. They have to pay for it. But this hospital says, we will treat anybody, no matter what the cost. And he gets in trouble. But it's a very moving program. And I have cried a few times watching some of the stories of people's lives within this setting. But it got me thinking about the church and about how we are when we are together, and about giving hope. And the thing that shines through, and it is a little bit cheesy, but I would recommend it, is the fact that everybody that comes in there that you see is given hope that there is a future that can change as a result of being in this place. There are people that wouldn't talk that open up and talk. And not everything ends brilliantly, but there's something that these guys are given by serving these people that brings a hope in the end that gives you the ability to go through the short-term bit. Okay, and as a church, that's what I want us to reflect on, is do we bring hope to one another? Are we a people that go, do you know what, we are people that can, because God has given us the power and the authority through him to do these things. So let's look at hope a little bit more. So if you are younger than a certain, who would normally come out, can you come and stand in the middle? If you'd normally go out to Grace Church Kids, can you just come and stand in this middle bit for me, if that's okay? And you guys, do you want to come out? There's a chance to win something here, so it is well worth your while. Right. I'm going to say to you, give you a couple of challenges. If you do them, okay, you will get a sweet. If you do them well, you might even get a couple of sweets, and you get to choose them with a little help from your parents, okay, because I'm not getting in trouble today. But, so I'm going to give you a couple of tasks. The first thing I want you to do is to go and high-five three people. Not one of you. Someone that sat down, can you go and high-five three people? And there are sweets up for grabs, so let's get them going. Can we high-five three people? Good. Brilliant. Okay, excellent. Right. You've all earned one sweet so far. Would you like to double that and earn two sweets? Okay, good. So this time, you done the high-fives? You done the high-fives? We good? Good, so you've all got one sweet earned. To earn two sweets now, okay, you all have to just touch your toes. Can you all do that? Touch your toes? There you go, two sweets. For three sweets, what you have to do, I'm going to put this down. Take your thumb, don't do it yet, wait till I say go, put it on your head. You put your finger in your ear and you stick your tongue out. Okay, this is for three sweets. Ready? One, two, three, go. Okay, everybody have a look at this. Good. Okay, so I've got the answer now. We're going up to four sweets. Okay, this is the final challenge for now. There will be one in a bit. Okay, so for four sweets, instead of a high five. Oh, that's a high five. Okay. I'd like to say yes, because that would be amusing, but no. What I want to do, we're going to go fist bumps, but a double fist bump. So, not the three people you high five, but can you go and double fist bump two people? That's all we want to do. A fist bump is where you put two fists together and you go, okay. Brilliant. Okay, now this is the tail of it. If this leg works, I'm laughing. Right, why did you go and do those things, Karen? Why did you go and do what I asked you to do? What is it that made you go and do? Right, sure. It's the right answer. Okay, so the hope was that you're going to get sweets. Now, if I said you're not going to have sweets, go and sit down and ask you to do the same thing, would you do it next time?
Yeah.
You would have all been desperate, I'm sorry. Okay, good for you. I like it. Okay, good. So we'll leave it there. If you want to go and take those to Tina, is that right, Tina, if you can distribute these? You go over to Tina, can you take those to Tina? Four sweets each. Try and more, go to the camp for us. And let them decide. Okay, so tenuous link number one is this, okay? The point of that exercise, well, if you looked at them with the thumb on the head, finger in the ear, the tongue sticking out, why would you do that in front of a load of people? It's because they had a hope that they were going to get a sweet. The other thing you have to have a hope in is the person that's giving you the hope is going to follow through on that promise. Because if he doesn't, you look silly for no purpose, and next time, you probably won't do it. Now, that was a quick reward. One of the things God was saying to me through my time just spending with him was the thing that, imagine in your lifetime, which is possible, and the disciples had it, Jesus doesn't come back. How do you live with that expectancy that he could come back tomorrow like they did in the Bible? If your reward is going to be in heaven, how does that motivate you to live now? Because the reality is you don't necessarily see the rewards of that in this life. So if you look further down the line, if the reward is further away, the reward needs to be higher. To keep you motivated, that reward has to be bigger than just something that you go, do you know what, after 2 weeks I've forgotten about it, it's not important. But that reward has to be so high that you're thinking, I don't mind how long it takes, I want that. And it's the expectancy of what God has promised for us. But the effect of time can be a negative one. And Proverbs 13 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. Is a line from that. I'll read the next line in a minute. But it does. The longer you see things and you pray for things, my ear is one of those things I come back to. 16 years of praying for it, and then a new operation comes available when I get my hearing back in my ear. But I didn't want to pray for it a lot of times over that journey because I thought, what's the point? I can live without it. But actually, God was teaching me a lesson, saying, well, I can heal it. Why don't you ask? Because I don't want to. Well, that's up to you then, Ben. But actually, I went back. I was humbled. I said, okay, God, I believe you can. I'll keep asking. And 16 years later, I got my hearing back, albeit through medicine. But that, to me, is an answer to prayer. I'll take it. No problem. But it says in the second part of that verse, but a desire fulfilled is a tree of life. So I've 16 years praying for that healing. I'm now healed, I can now hear. My faith in God, I mean, there's lots of stories medically with me that have proved God's faithfulness along that journey. But in terms of that, I've come to a point going, you know, I've got a testimony now where God has healed me. There's time before I shouldn't be able to hear in an ear, and the doctor said that, if you tell me that's your God, then I'll believe you, because medically you should not be able to hear. So there are examples of God encouraging me along the way. But that is life to me, going, do you know what? God is real. God is alive. God can heal. That is my testimony. So there's two parts there. If you haven't got the hope and you're feeling sick, but then you see the fulfillment of God's promises to you and the faithfulness in that, then that raises faith. So, young'uns, out you come again.
Round two. Down some more prizes. Can you get in a line, one behind the other? Okay, so Charlotte, come here for a minute. Whisper something in your ear. Simple rules, you know the game. You whisper it and the same thing has to end up at the back. Okay? I'm a little bit nervous, but we're going to go for it. Come on through. This is the first thing. It's a nice, easy one to start with.
Yeah.
God is good. Good, okay, I'll get out of voice and still what we're doing now. It is random, I'll just check and we were working. Good, that is correct. That was good. We'll move on to the first one and then we'll. You might get some more sweets. Send you flying, go on. God loves you. Brilliant. Okay, love that. So, can you take those over to Tina again? And then you can have... Yeah, but they're different type. You might want to change. You can have three more each then for that one.
Right. There's no point to that. No, there was a point to that. Okay, the point being that in that moment... Okay, I love the bit in the Bible where it says, and a still small voice spoke. Okay, in that moment, we have just said four truths that are of God and something about a squirrel, but four truths of God, and that is all they've talked about and passed that on. So from person to person, God can heal, God can save, God loves you. Okay, and that is the message we have passed on. When we pass a message like that, and I've used Psalm again, enter his gates with thanksgiving. When we meet together and we have a thankful heart, and that is the message we pass to one another. Our faith is raised, and it is through faith that we can have our hope, because we believe in something we can't yet see, which is a heaven with God, and he will make himself known to us in fullness. But actually, they're the things we talk about. And so when we come together and we start with, it says in the Bible, don't come together just grumbling and about your lot or that sort of thing. I'm not saying that's what we do. But the things we talk about in here will have a lasting effect in your life when you leave. When you gather together in small groups, if you have dinner together, the things you talk about will impact here. I am quite an emotional person, believe it or not, at times. And so... I want to be around people that actually inspire me and make me think, do you know what? This is a people of God. Therefore, we can do these things. We can serve our local community. We can pray for the sick to be healed. And there's things that we do in our own lives that are difficult. And that is okay. But when you sit with somebody, and it says in the Bible to cry with those, mourn with those that mourn. But when you are with them and they leave your company, do they have hope? For what is next? Because that is what God has given us. And it's not because I'm good or you're good. It's because God has given us a hope. And it isn't instead of or forget the thing that is hard. It is in spite of that God gives us hope because there is a future with him. And if we go to Revelation 21, it says, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven, the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eye, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. And he seated on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. Also, he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give the springs of water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have its heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. And this is the promise, this is the hope that we have, and this is where we live in that balance of we may not see it for years. But how do you keep? Because God has said his kingdom is for us now. His kingdom is amongst us, not in its fullness, but there is joy, there is healing, there is his presence is available to us. We don't have to go through priests. We can go directly to God. And that is a gift from God. So our hope is in the future. So if you are feeling, as I have, that you go, do you know what, I'm doing everything here. I'm always busy. I'm always doing that. My wife tells me to do a lot. I have to keep doing this. And you get your head down a bit. You look at yourself. Okay, do you know what? What a life and a privilege to live knowing Jesus Christ, my Saviour. I went for a day out on Friday to Cheltenham, the races. It's not a confession, it's a reality. So, with some friends, and just seeing there the state that people were getting in terms of drinking, because it was a big day out. That was everything for them. And then the pain the next day of money and headaches, and then going, right, we're living for next year. Their hope is in next Cheltenham, next year, that big day out, that time that they're going to have away. And they'll look forward, they'll talk about it the whole year. They'll keep going on about it. We've got a WhatsApp group. They're going, oh, are you ready for that? Are you ready for this? Have you done this? Have you seen that horse? All sorts of conversation, ribbing each other, having fun. But it's all geared toward this one day where they go and enjoy themselves. And then it all starts again. But when that is gone, what is left? And for us, we have a vision of something that is perfect and is given to us by God, which is to sit with him, and he will be known to us and by us in all of his glory with nothing holding us back. And that is the message we have to share with people when we see them, when we talk to them. That is the hope that we have that keeps us thinking, do you know what, this is hard, it is difficult, but I know my God loves me and I'm going to follow him because he is faithful, he is just, he is true. And in Romans 12, it says, rejoice in hope. We have a hope. Let's be rejoiceful. But it also says, be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. So what tips are there? Rejoice in hope. That is our hope. Let's rejoice. Love it. Be it. Be hope to one another. But also, there will be tribulation. Be patient in it. It is difficult. We know that. But be patient because God is faithful. He will be faithful. But be patient. He will be there. And then be constant in prayer, because when we meet up together, are we quick to talk about the things and try and solve it? Or actually, just sit there and go, let's take this to God because he can do this. And let's pray. Let's be in his presence and seek him out. And show hospitality. I quite like that one on the end. It's quite nice. That's what we should be as a church, reflecting family. So showing hospitality to one another is that intimacy and loving one another. And then finally is the gift of faith. Okay, in Hebrews 11 it says, now faith is our assurance of the things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. So I'm encouraging us in our small groups when we meet for dinner, the things that we say to one another have an impact on us as a church, because we are not the norm. I'd love us to be the norm. I will never be the norm. You know me. But as a church, we're not always around each other and people that are following God and seeing suffering and thinking, how does this marry up? But actually, God loves us. So when we're together, let's be inspirers of our faith, because with that faith comes the hope going, yep, this is where we're set. This is where our goals are set. Our eyes are set on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we can do this. And what message have we got? God can heal. God can save. God loves. God has compassion. Those friends of yours, the family members that don't yet know him, God loves them and can meet them where they are. And it might take one prayer, it might take a million. But God can do that. People that we know that are suffering, whether it is loss, whether it is illness, it is difficult, but we know God can meet us where we're at. And that is a church. We embrace one another. Okay, and we serve one another. So encouragement will build faith. So the more we encourage one another, simple words of thanks or simple words of well done, you've done well. It's good to see you. That was good when you did that. Those words of encouragement will build faith. It will renew hope. I can do this. I have done this. And it will sustain hope because we'll keep doing it, keep pressing into God, seeing his spirit move, and keep being encouraged by one another. And when we do that, the church will become vibrant because it will reflect. People go, do you know what, that place, I'm going, that hospital I spoke about at the beginning, people took from miles away, went to that place because they knew there is the opportunity of getting better. And as a church, let's be that beacon where people can come in, meet, and know that there is a hope for the things and the situations that they are in that can change by the grace of God. So I'm just going to pray. And there is one more thing for the younger people. And then we're going to sing together again. You can't do anything without the presence of the Holy Spirit. And that is my constant prayer at the moment. Holy Spirit, come and be with us. We don't want to be a church that is not led by the Holy Spirit, that is not in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Because he will change hearts. He will give us faith. He will bring healing. So I'm just going to pray. And then we'll move on. So. Yeah, Holy Spirit, I thank you that your promise is to be with us and amongst us. And I just love to sit with you and know your presence and listen and hear you speak and see you move. And Holy Spirit, I pray in this church and in your church that you would be vibrant. The word that came the other night with creativity at the prayer night was a really good word about being creative. God, you are the most creative being, if I can even put you in that bracket, because you create everything. It comes from you. And I pray we'll be a church that is creative in the way we love, the way we serve, the way we help. Lord, a church that embraces all and loves all and gives everything we have, because we can only do it with you, Holy Spirit. So I pray, would you come now and help us where we're at? You know exactly where we're at. And build faith. Renew hope, going, do you know what, this is why I remember that day I met you, Jesus, and I was saved, and that was a joyous day, and that is my hope, and my treasure, and my message. And I ask that for your glory, Jesus. Amen.
Okay. So, young people, if you'd like to come out, the final thing for you guys. One more time. Can you take those open doors? You need to go around and offer everybody a chocolate and a sweet. This is here. Let's get one box here. There's a couple of boxes over there. Just gonna
open it.
Yeah, there's another box over
where you're at, but it is a personal response to God.
want to give you an opportunity just to do that. And then we are going to welcome some friends forward. We're going to pray with them very shortly. But I just think, yeah, why don't you find them to respond to God? And he's listening, so that's encouraging.